B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for starting your morning with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show. Sponsored by Window Nation on WNKS, WNKS, HD1, Charlotte.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Charlotte's number one hit music station. KS95.1.
Tonight at 6, a new morning show is taking Charlotte by storm.
I get up with you guys every single morning, and I don't think I'd be able to make it to work if it wasn't for you guys.
Thank you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. KISS 95.1.
Daniela.
Hey!
Hey!
Hi!
Good morning!
Another day where the microphones work. That means another day for a paycheck for the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Yeah, another day that we're not canceled. It's great.
Before we get to our weekend in 30 seconds, and I guess a lot of it will probably revolve around Loren's party that we had on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
She had a little Christmas party where we played games and stuff. So we're actually going to talk about that later on this morning. I took a picture of Roy's car that I pulled in next to this morning, and I'm going to send it to Nicole. Nicole, will you post it on our story at the MRL show?
Why was wrong with that?
Birds love his car. You should see his car is white, but it looks like every bird in Charlotte had made a duty on it.
I'm okay with my car being the toilet of Plaza. That's fine. That's fine.
Where did you park?
In my driveway.
Wow.
That's even worse.
It was so bad for Sterling one morning. He couldn't see out of this front windshield.
Oh.
He would try to hit the wiper blades and just smeared all over.
I mean, what can we do for you, buddy? Can we get you an owl for your...
No, we need a chainsaw.
You know what's so funny is Roy moved into a new house in Plaza, and he's real nervous about fitting in with the neighbors. It sounds to me like the birds don't like you either.
I know. I'm the problem.
All right. It is Christmas week for us. Our last day is going to be on Friday. So, of course, you can imagine we're festive and ready to rock this week. And I was actually riding up the elevator with Roy Loren. And I was like, one more week. And he goes, but it's a fun festive week.
It is. You get to, you know, watch Christmas movies every evening, buy a bunch of gifts from people that you love. I can't wait. I watched like 2 Christmas movies yesterday. 3.
Are you going to recap them on your blog?
Of course.
KISS951.com. Perfect.
Try to get those hits for digital.
Monday morning, everybody.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
There's only one way to do Christmas. And that's right here with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show on KISS95.1.
Can we play Christmas music like K104 does?
I know.
I love it. I love it.
We got a lot to do today. And we got to get an update. Speaking of Christmas, Ashley and Dan, if you didn't hear it on Friday, Ashley needed a date to go to her Christmas party. I was stressed out about this all weekend long. Literally thought about it. I was like, I wonder how that went. But I friend requested her on Instant. She didn't accept my request, so I couldn't keep up.
Nicole in our ear says, I wonder why.
Was it creepy? I mean,
I don't know.
I did it from the show page. But anyway. We'll get an update from Ashley at 7 a.m. this morning.
Wow, that tells me maybe it went awful.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I would imagine.
Shouldn't be mad at us. She came to us
And
asked for help. All right, what about you, Loren? Besides your Christmas party on Friday night, which the whole show is at, we'll talk about that at 6:50 this morning. What was your weekend like?
Okay, so I have this thing where I won't fight my son to put him down for a nap. Instead, because if I try to just, like, go up to his room and, like, lay him down and say, okay, it's time to calm down now, he won't go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put him in the car and drive around our neighborhood until he falls asleep, which is, like, literally 5 minutes, maybe 10 tops. So if I go around the neighborhood once, he's typically sleeping by the time I get back to my house. Well, Dallas, the night before, Saturday night, was cleaning out our garage, which I thought was a little strange, but I was like, I'm not going to say anything because he's actually doing something.
Yeah.
And Sunday, when I went to go put cash down for the nap, I'm driving around the neighborhood, and all of a sudden, as I'm coming back to the house, the Peloton truck enters my neighborhood. And you guys know I have been begging for a Peloton.
Nice.
So I'm driving behind this truck and it keeps going like in the direction of my house. And now I'm getting excited because I'm like, oh my God, he really got me one. That's why he was in the garage all day Saturday. This is awesome.
But at what point do you say I just ruined the surprise?
Who cares?
Oh.
I'm just so excited about the damn Peloton.
Yeah.
So we're getting closer to my house and closer to my house and it keeps going. And I'm like, yes, I'm getting my Peloton. And it drives right by my house. I'm like, no! You
doesn't give you a Peloton for Christmas.
It'll be fine.
Because
I know
at one point during your Christmas party, you shouted that you wanted
I know. Help. I know it's a ridiculous gift.
Like, and Dallas didn't look when you shouted it.
I know. Mm. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But I was just, I had this moment where I was like so excited.
What about you, Roy?
So yesterday I was watching a bunch of Christmas movies and I was really excited about the new one. I feel so weird talking about it because I love this trilogy that Netflix does. It's called The Christmas Prince. But me explaining this movie to to my parents in Sterling on how excited I was, you would have thought that I was a 13-year-old girl. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited because Queen Amber's in Aldovia and she's from New York and she was a blogger and now she's royal and she's about to have a baby. And I'm like going all deep. And
I never heard of this show.
Oh, I love it. It's a trilogy, a 3-part movie series.
I've seen the ads on Netflix.
Yes, I've been like every year since 2017, I've watched it because they've released a new movie each year. And this year they released a new one. And like you would have thought I was coming out of my playroom castle to watch this film. I was so excited. I mean, I was pretty much wearing a tutu watching this thing.
That's awesome. Nicole, what did you tweet? What movie did you say we needed to watch on Netflix?
She watched Klaus.
I watched Klaus. I have like a checklist of holiday movies that are new to like streaming services. So I'm watching one a day.
I watched Klaus yesterday too. It's wonderful.
Santa Claus.
It's an animated Christmas movie about pretty much how the post office
started
Christmas. Yeah.
Honestly, Dean would love it. Okay. It's about kindness, it's a humbling experience. It's so good.
Okay. It's called Klaus.
I cried.
Okay. Are you sure it's not called Claus?
No, it's called Klaus.
No, maybe I wasn't so far off when I said Santa Claus live on the radio one day. I'll tell you, my weekend in 30 seconds is simple. My car sucks. I have the worst luck with my car.
What's wrong now?
I got another flat.
Another flat.
Yeah, I got one flat the week after I bought the car, took it off the lot. I got a nail in it. And then yesterday, I go to get in my car. What do you mean? I got another nail.
I had a flat last week. You just take it and get it patched.
Different tire. Same nail, different tire,
hang
I'm sure.
On,
the same nail
on.
Found its way back
when
in my tire.
Talk about a flat. Did it blow out? Did it?
No,
or did
it's
you just
a
wake
slow
up
leak.
And it's a slow leak?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so it's not
fine.
Like completely flat.
But that's after my car disappeared for a month and a half to get the radio fixed. It's cursed. And I'm not happy about it.
You got a lemon.
Well, return it.
I don't know if it's a lemon. It's beyond that. It's a lemon lime. All right, we got good news for you guys. If you have kids that love to talk to Santa, our Santa hotline's open. We'll have all the details coming up.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
That is so true. We also have Santa hotline here on the Manny Roy and Learn Morning Show. Santa sends us his passcode so that he thinks it's awesome that kids call the Santa hotline, or maybe even in some cases, the parents call the Santa hotline and they keep Santa updated on what's going on in case Santa's busy and doesn't know. Santa knows when you're naughty and nice, but sometimes the parents jump in and give Santa a little update like this.
Santa, I was calling actually to let you know that Bradley was on orange today. He wasn't good at preschool. And if he continues this, I'm going to ask you to actually take his presents back.
Oof.
And you're not going to be able to deliver them because he's not being a good boy.
Oh.
So he's sitting here. He's listening. He knows that if he's not a good boy, he's not going to get presents from you. So I just wanted to give you the heads up that he was on orange at preschool today. And if that continues, we're just going to have to maybe give him coal this year.
Next message.
Yeah.
Brutal.
But parents need to use the Santa hotline certain ways, Loren. Maybe it is to get a child's attention if they're not behaving or they got in trouble at school.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can call the Santa hotline, and we're going to give you the number here in a second, and just have the kids leave a message, and maybe your kids will get on the radio.
Please enter your password. New messages.
Hi, Santa. It's Addison. Can you please tell me if I want a naughty or nice list? Bye, Santa. Bye.
Next message.
Hi, Santa. This is Miles. I would like a Stop Kids for Christmas. Stop Kids. Next message. I'm a speedboat, and I want that Thank You TV. I want a lot of talkies.
Okay.
Come on. Merry Christmas.
Next message.
Hi, Santa. I would like an American Girl doll, and I think my sister picture look like a car because she's getting her license in May. Thank you, Santa. Bye.
End of message.
Did she just ask a sister car for her sister?
Yeah. Yeah, these kids have unrealistic expectations of what Santa can provide. Somebody asked for a speedboat and another one asked for a car?
Easy, Lorraine. You're asking for a Peloton from Santa Claus.
That's unrealistic.
I don't think you can judge it.
Roy, what is the Santa Hotline number? It is open, and we're going to be playing Santa Hotline calls all week long.
Yes, parents, you can call 704-899-4071. That's 704-899-4071.
We'll also put that up at the MRL show on our Insta and Twitter and Facebook, so you can go check it out there. But have the kids call, or parents, if you need to call, do so today so we can play a whole bunch this week, all right?
Yeah.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So fans are thinking that Kim Kardashian is pulling away from the family. She decided to skip the annual Kardashian-Jenner Christmas card this year. You know, they do like that whole photo shoot. But
right.
She said that she just wanted to keep things simple. So it's
they
just,
did a sweatpants shoot.
Yeah, it's just her, Kanye, and the kids. And they were in comfortable clothes, sweatpants, and sweatshirts.
I saw it.
Yeah, it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
No snow, though, in Kim Kardashian's photo shoot. Just wanted to point that out.
What's wrong with her? She didn't rent a snow machine like you.
Amanda Bynes, she is not lost or missing. Fans were concerned about her after a story started circulating over the weekend saying that she left her sober housing facility and that her family didn't know where she was. She did leave the facility, but her family does know where she is and she's just fine. She was never lost or missing, her rep says.
Okay.
And Chelsea Handler, she put out a very sad tweet saying that Chewy, her sidekick from the show, had passed away at 63.
Yeah.
Very sad. She said, I love this little nugget in such a big way, and it gives me great pleasure to know how many people loved him as much as I did. So far, no cause of death.
Okay, Lauren.
Yeah. Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, you got to hear what Courtney Cox had to say about David Spade saying she looked like Caitlyn Jenner. It's a fun little back and forth between the two, and we'll have it for you and all the details coming up in the 7:30 Dirty.
Thank Perfect. You. As we say goodbye to the tens, we exit one decade and start another. We have a list of the worst ideas of the decade, and I want to see if you guys remember any of them.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show, and man, was this decade a weird one.
It really was. For some reason, like, obviously going from the 90s to the 2000s with Y2K was a huge thing.
Yeah.
And even going into the 10s from 09 to 10, that was a huge thing. This is just kind of like...
It's weird. I mean, this was a great decade. We saw the birth, if you will, the rise of Ariana Grande and Sam Smith. But also, you remember that one year when people were, like, dressed up as killer clowns roaming the roads at
night?
Yeah,
I do.
Like, that was a thing. Like, you'd be walking around and there was a killer clown outside.
That was the decade of the killer clowns. Right. I mean, it was the thing. Well, do you guys remember Google Glass?
No.
Oh, I do remember they attempted at making an eyeglass and it failed, just fizzled.
Like glasses? Yeah. Like that you wear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you could see and read things on them.
The Wall Street Journal released their list of the top 10 product fails of the decade. And Google Glasses came in as number one. It was released in 2013. It was an eyeglass-shaped head-mounted display that had smartphone capabilities, but after just 2 years on the market, they discontinued the product in 2015.
I bet they were expensive, too.
It was. It's way before its time. Way before its time.
There's a couple of these that that I'm not familiar with. Like, there was a mobile phone app called Home that Facebook started.
Hmm.
Don't know it. It was number two.
Hmm.
The Disney movie, Mars Needs Moms.
What? Mars Needs Moms?
That was number three.
I don't even remember
biggest
the Disney
flop of the
movie.
Decade.
Me neither.
The Palm Phone. How about Burger King's try at Satisfries?
Oh,
what was
yeah.
That?
They changed their fry recipe.
It was a
right?
healthy alternative to French fries, and it flopped.
Oh.
You know, TV shows had big flops, too. NBC paid Megyn Kelly a ton of money for the Megyn Kelly show.
Yeah.
The Wall Street Journal put that down as the number seven biggest flop of the decade. The Nintendo Wii U.
I don't remember the Wii U.
Never even heard of it.
HP tried to get, Hewlett-Packard tried to get into the touchpad game, and they tried to go up against the iPad and lost. And now this is interesting, because number 10 is the 3D TV.
I don't remember that either.
It's like now. Like, one of the things I remember, like, the NBA was pushing you could watch games in 3D.
Would you have to wear glasses?
Within, like, the last year and a half or so. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Mm-hmm. You had to wear the glasses, but Panasonic, LG, Samsung, these TVs had 3D technology. Now it's 4K.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, I mean, 4K is the thing.
Or the Ultra H, or OLED is what I see all the time.
Yeah.
It's just the new thing.
There's something higher than 4K now, too, but it's not, like, available yet, but you can buy TVs that have the capability.
Is it 5K?
No, it's, like, 8K or what? Something. It's something crazy.
Which, well, is, which isn't even necessary, because nothing's filmed in the...
Right.
Yeah. What'd you find out about the Disney movie, Marge Needs Moms?
It just looks stupid as all get
out.
Who
was in it? Anybody? Was it a cartoon?
It looks like a cartoon just okay. based on the cover photo, but it's Milo's a 9-year-old boy who has a lot of his mind and his monster, and he watches monster movies.
Mm.
And you know what? I'm going to quit reading because it just sounds boring. He definitely doesn't have time to do homework, eat his vegetables. He's tired of his mom nagging him to do these things. And his mom is tired of nagging. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So they evidently...
Family in America.
Mom sends him to Mars on a spaceship.
Well, Disney had a flop, y'all, in the last decade.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
Okay. Huh. We'll post this list up at kiss95.1.com so you can discuss amongst your coworkers. Up next, in less than 10 minutes, Friday night, we had a nice little game night / food night / Christmas party at Loren's house.
And it was a little aggressive.
Aggressive? I'm surprised that we are even still in the same room.
This is interesting because we're all looking at it from a different perspective. I'm wondering, like, if there's a spouse versus show upheaval about to happen. We'll explain everything. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy, the Ren Morning Show.
Thank you for having us over on Friday night, Loren.
Yeah, my pleasure.
We had a great time at the Chateau. It was game night, so it was me and my wife. Dallas and Loren, obviously, mm-hmm. and then your au pair, Elena.
Yep.
Roy and Sterling, and then Nicole and Kylie, her partner, and it was good. It was fun. By the way, on Friday, we complained that we weren't going to have enough food. There was more than enough food.
I know. You guys were, like, stressing me out, and I already knew I had enough food, but I didn't know how to tell you guys to get you off my back.
Now, did you add shrimp at the last minute because we kept complaining about food?
No, I actually had stuff that I didn't make. Like, I had crab cakes and, like, little fig... puffs too.
Okay.
And I was like, this is too much food. I'm not making any more.
We go from 0 to 100 so quickly. It reminds me of the time that Loren wanted to take me and Manny out to a restaurant in Atlanta where everything's 500 calories or less. And you would have thought that we got the worst news of our life that evening.
Loren goes, we got any ideas about where to eat in Atlanta? And she goes,
it's my favorite restaurant.
Oh, good. Let's go check it out. And then as we're looking for reservations, you just slid in like, oh, and everything's 500 calories and less.
As if, by the way, that's a sell point for us.
Yeah.
Like, she said it. She said it like we'd been like, woo!
Yeah. But we ended up going and it was really good.
Yeah.
We just ate a lot of 500 calories and less things. Yeah. But we had a great time. We played a game that I love. It's called What Do You Meme?
By the way, just watching you giggle at all the memes was worth it.
Yeah.
It's like Cards Against Humanity for people that know what that is. But you have to guess what the picture is. The best comment about the picture that's posted, the best meme wins.
But this isn't where the party started going downhill.
No.
It's when we played Uno just fine.
No, I think Uno started to get a little heated, too.
Did it?
Yeah.
Because Dallas didn't yell Uno on his last card and the table went nuts.
You didn't remember us?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, I threatened divorce.
You weren't alone. Kylie was all over.
That's when
Amanda was all over it.
Started to heat up.
I know. Poor guy said, I'm out. And you would have thought that he just said the word. Like, I mean, it was so bad. Everyone yelled.
You can't hide your cards, Dallas. Yeah. You didn't say Uno. I mean, it was like everybody
was on. He might
as well
kick the puppy.
Yeah.
And then catchphrase came around. And that's when things really went downhill at the Christmas party. I mean, there's so many rules. And I don't even know what really went wrong, except the fact, like, at some point, you can't say the word even though someone's guessed the word. And
the rules were all subject for interpretation, and they shouldn't be. There's rules to the game. But at one point, I don't know if it was our idea or the or our partner's ideas, but somebody said, let's do show against partners.
Well, we were doing boys against girls first. And the girls, I mean, we killed you guys. It was like 15 to 6. So then to make things a little more interesting, we wanted to do show versus spouses.
Yeah. And that didn't work out so well.
No.
Although the show, like you know what I honestly realized on Friday night, y'all? And it's scary, and I don't know if anybody else, Nicole, your microphone's up, so you could chat if you want in the other room. But the epiphany was, like, you guys are my family. I love Amanda, and I have two kids with her, but you're my safe space.
After being yelled at.
Even though we were losing, like, we all got along just fine.
Yes. And I feel like our partners all got along just fine.
I have a feeling they're going to leave us and just start all dating each other.
But they were fired up. I feel like they had more of an issue. Like, they were like, you guys are cheating. And we're like, we're really not. Yeah.
Gosh, it was so strange.
We need to talk about it later. I think there's some video that we might be able to post.
I have a video, but there's a lot of profanity in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe we'll.
That, by the way, that's how this Christmas party went. Lots of profanity and yelling, and it was mainly between our significant others and us. Yeah.
I have a 5-minute and 30-second video, and I tried to scrub through to just find 30 seconds of like non-profanity, and I couldn't find
it. At one point, I just remember your wife's being like, well, I guess just all rules are out the window, so we get to do whatever we want.
Amanda said that, yeah. At one point, I looked over at Loren's baby Jesus statue. It was crying.
I think Amanda and Sterling were the most fired up.
Well, at one point, Nicole and Sterling got into it, and then they had to hug it out.
Did they really?
Yeah.
What did I miss?
Well, jokingly, Sterling kept saying the B word to Nicole, but since they weren't on the same team, Nicole wasn't having it. Do you remember that or no?
Yeah. Well, he was just saying it like in conversation, like as if I, like when I call you idiot, like he was just using the B word and he said it and I looked at him and I said, okay, we can chill with that right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she snipped at him.
Oh, man.
But anyway, it turned out to be a lot of fun, and I realized that we were there for 5 hours.
Yeah.
You know? We also did a rap party podcast from there. You should go listen to that at some point today.
That's when everyone liked us.
The Kiss 95.1 app, they did like us. They wouldn't be on it, our spouses. Go check it out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Keisha, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Ashley, welcome back to the Main Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Hi. So I have an update. I don't know who it was that had said that it would be like a nightmare and it wouldn't go well, but they were right.
Oh no! What happened?
He didn't show.
No, he showed up. It was nice at first, actually. And then he just drank so much, and I had to order him an Uber to go home.
How long was he at the party for?
2 hours. But, yeah. it got worse and worse.
Well, at least you had 2 hours with him.
It was kind of embarrassing. They were like,
I was about to say, but he's an embarrassment because now she's having to babysit him.
Yeah. Oh, and now all the ladies at the party and at your work are going to be like, how's Drunky?
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But they bought the fact that it was your boyfriend?
Oh, yeah, especially when I was taking care of him.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
my mind went
somewhere. You took care of him on the dance floor?
Not like that, my like holding his hair back. God.
Oh, my God. Did they make you kiss like high schoolers? Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah, but we just pecked.
Now, let's break it down just a little. How long before the Christmas party did you guys meet to get together to go over things? Like, the Christmas party was at what time and you met at what time?
Well, Christmas party was at 7 and we met 5:30.
Okay. Here's Dan, by the way.
He's calling you in?
Nicole got him on the phone.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys.
How's it going? You drunk?
Aspirin, anyone?
Not anymore. Not currently.
Okay.
Aspirin to everybody, really. I'm so sorry. I didn't get a lot of food in me, and I don't usually drink vodka, and I was trying to, like, drink Cosmo's with her, and I didn't realize until it was too late that I just got sloshed. It's really unlike me, and I'm really sorry. I know it's just, like, be this Hallmark movie champion thing, and I just blew it.
Wow.
Okay.
Ashley, are you mad or more like, yeah, this is what you get?
I'm kind of just, like, disappointed.
But not in Dan, are you?
Well, I thought it would go better, but it didn't.
Ashley, to be fair, we did warn you that this could go sideways.
I mean, you called a radio station asking for help, and Dan was nice enough to answer the call.
Which, by the way, is, I think, a red flag in itself.
I feel like my life is just full of red flags.
And Dan, how were the ladies at the Christmas party? Were they nice to you?
No, man, they were brutal. She's not kidding. She was kind of understating it, really. They were, yeah, it was bad. It was like, you know, Attack of the Hens. It was bad, dude.
Like, Matt, like, when's the wedding?
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, when are you going to buy, when are you going to get the ring? Where are you going to get it at? How much do you make? You know, yeah.
All right. Well, Ashley, Merry Christmas. This is what you get.
Well, thanks.
Well, is there a future between you two? You do, after all, have each other's numbers.
I mean, if you want to hang out, that's cool. I don't know where it would go, but...
I mean, I would definitely like to make it up to you. I definitely would like to, yeah.
I mean, Ashley, I would at least let him try to make it up to you.
No Cosmos, though.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Ashley, Dan, thanks for coming back on. You guys, there you have it. A holiday party disaster, just like we predicted.
Well, at least they think I'm with somebody now, so that's cool.
Oh. Still to come. Oh, he's a silver lining.
We're going to get to a brand new senseless survey. This is the holiday edition where I ask, claustrophobic, has the word claus in it? Is that technically being afraid of Santa Claus? A senseless survey comes your way in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere. You used to
call me on my cell phone. Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling. You used to call me on my cell phone. Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Tom. Or should I call you Thomas? Or what about Tommy?
this is Tommy.
Tommy?
Who is this?
Hey, Mr. Hey. Oh, hi. Is there a... when you talk, I talk.
Hello?
Okay, so it's Mr. Brown with the U.S. Census Survey. We call, and we got to get your questions in for the year.
The
Census Bureau?
Something.
Huh?
The Census?
Oh, boy, yes. Okay, let's ask some questions here, Tombo. Have you finished your Christmas shopping yet?
I have not even started.
Oh, well, you are behind the ball on that one. And have you mailed your packages early to UPS so they can lose them before Christmas?
I have in the past, yeah.
Yeah. And can you describe what the nog is in eggnog?
Is it the yellow part of the egg?
I think it's like that plus cottage cheese mixed together, personally.
Ooh. Is this... Are you the Census Bureau?
What? Yeah, no, yes, I think we're... So let me... I just got to get through these questions, and then you'll be done for the year. What's your favorite flavor of holiday fruitcake? RuPaul or Choi Sivan?
Definitely RuPaul.
All right, and do you think Santa is jolly because he knows where all the naughty girls are?
Oh, my gosh.
I would imagine so, yeah.
Do you think the song White Christmas is racist?
Definitely.
And if I said ho, 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 would you say what, what? And is being claustrophobic being afraid of Santa Claus?
Oh my gosh.
The guy's reactions were priceless.
He hung in there too.
I couldn't tell if he knew he was being played or if he just
I feel like he knew.
Oh, it's so good. Oh.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss
95.1. Every Monday and Wednesday, 7:20 and 8:20, you get that census survey.
All right, so David Spade, he posted a picture, a selfie of himself, Courtney Cox, and Nick Viall on Instagram. Well, he commented that Courtney looked like Caitlyn Jenner. And people started commenting on it, including Courtney. Now, Courtney shared the original group of photos along with some more photos, some screenshots of people's comments, and then a side-by-side of her and Caitlyn with the caption, "All right, I see it, I see it."
Who's Courtney Viall?
No, Nick Viall. Courtney Cox, Nick Viall.
Oh.
Nick Viall was
From The Bachelor.
Yeah, he was a bachelor.
Isn't it? Okay, anyway.
I've heard it both ways. Viall. He says it Viall, so I'm going to go with that. Anyway, Jennifer Aniston also commented and said, "That's hilarious, but I love you." Taylor Swift, she celebrated her 30th birthday over the weekend, and she did it with a holiday-themed party at a New York restaurant, and all that were in attendance, Halsey, 5 Seconds of Summer.
Whoa.
Yeah. Camila Cabello, Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, Gigi Hadid. It was a very star-studded event.
That's some people who I wouldn't have thought as her friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
I watched the Kennedy Honors last night. Did anybody else?
Nope.
Kennedy Center Honors?
Nope.
They honored Big Bird in Sesame Street. It was wonderful.
Good. Britney Spears is warning her fans that if they don't stop with their mean messages, she's going to shut down her page. Now, she's trying to spread some holiday cheer, so she posted a video showing off her Christmas tree and her dancing around to Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and people started to put some mean comments down there. So she said, "Hey, if you guys can't be nice, I'm just going to shut it down." She hasn't shut it down yet, by the way.
Did you DVR the Kennedy Honors?
You're still on that, huh?
Are you going to watch it?
All right, Squirrel, let me dangle some keys over here. Did you see The Simpsons got renewed for 2 more seasons?
Yay!
That's surprising.
This show is going to go on forever. It's going to outlive us all.
Tomorrow, FXX is going to play every Simpsons episode ever in order.
That's going to take years.
Are you going to watch that?
I forget what they said. It's going to...
So
yes, I'm going to watch
the Kennedy Awards. Why did you bring it up? Did something happen?
No, it was pop. I don't know. It's pop culture.
The Kennedy Awards or the Simpsons marathon.
Linda Ronstadt got an award. Who? She's very pop culture. Don't act like you don't know who Linda Ronstadt is.
I don't know who Linda Ronstadt is.
Nicole says we have audio. I'd like to play some at 8:30 about Sesame Street. They got the Kennedy Honor.
Sure.
I don't know what the Kennedy Honors is, but when you said it, you might have said like to me. I had dinner at 4:30 and watched Jeopardy. I'm like, you was the Kennedy Awards? Like, what is that?
He was a president, Roy. All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren. And I'm putting a Kennedy Honor question in. You're dead, Loren.
Okay.
704-570-9595. Call now.
Carrie Underwood was there. You know Thomas Rhett?
There we go.
He was performed last night.
That's names I know. Thank you.
Okay. Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
Jason, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Morning. How's it going?
Oh, it's going. It's Monday.
Jason, throw Loren out so we could try and throw you a prize from Sona Med Spa Dermatology.
Get out of the studio, Loren.
All right, I'm going.
All right, Loren is putting down her headphones. She's walking out of the studio, and she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Here we go, Jason. Playing for everyone down in Lancaster. The Kennedy Honors were last night, and this children's show featuring Big Bird were honored. What show is that?
Sesame Street.
Niall Horan performed 2 songs and acted in a skit on Saturday night on this NBC show.
Nashville?
Question 3. Miley Cyrus jammed with her family and her musical boyfriend over the weekend at a holiday party. Who is she currently dating? 3. 2.
I'm not sure.
1. No answer there. Question 4. Brett Michaels brought out Joey Fatone and Chris Kirkpatrick at his show in Orlando to perform with him. They were part of what iconic boy band?
NSYNC.
And question 5. T-Swift. Taylor Swift celebrated her 30th birthday over the weekend, and we're sure She was with her boyfriend, Joe Alwyn. What country is he from?
Ooh.
What's his background?
English.
All right, come on in, Loren. Excuse me.
Okay. How do you do?
He got three correct.
Okay.
Roy was really working the math over there.
Yeah, well, I ended up giving him five, okay, even though he didn't say
Here we go. The Kennedy Center honors were last night, Loren, as you know, and this children's show featuring Big Bird was honored. What show is that?
Sesame Street.
1-1.
Niall Horan performed two songs and acted in a skit Saturday night on this NBC show.
SNL.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Jason said Nashville. It's 2-1.
All right, Miley Cyrus jammed with her friend, with her family and her musical boyfriend over the weekend during a holiday party. Who is she currently dating?
Cody Simpson.
That is correct. No answer from Jason. 3-1.
And Brett Michaels brought out Joey Fatone and Chris Kirkpatrick at his Orlando show to perform with him. They were part of what iconic boy band?
NSYNC.
That is correct. It is 4-2.
Taylor Swift celebrated her 30th birthday over the weekend, and we're sure her boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, did something huge for her. What country is he from? Three.
England.
That is correct. Final score, 5-3. Loren, you have 29 wins.
Okay. Jason.
That's right.
You know what I want to hear?
I'm Jason from Lancaster, and I can't beat the rest.
Thanks for playing, Jason.
Thanks, bud. See ya.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
The energy was weird on that one. I don't know. Jason was a little sleepy on a Monday morning.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can wake people up and tell you about our show Christmas party, where at one point people were screaming at each other. Meanwhile, I'm like, hey, there's a baby in this house sleeping.
We've actually got audio. Producer Nicole pulled audio of us playing catchphrase with our significant others, and you got to hear it. Coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Yeah, we weren't so beautiful some Friday night. It's Kiss 95.1 with the Meanie Roy, the Red Morning Show. And we had our little Christmas show party at Loren's house. Thank you so much for hosting.
Yeah.
It was a themed of a game night where we get together, ate food, played different board games.
We actually did our Rap Party podcast live from the Chateau. As you know, that's what we call Loren's house. And you can go listen to that right now on kiss951.com or on the app. But we have audio. Producer Nicole holds some audio of the craziness that was our game night. So we want you guys to start thinking and jump on the phones or text us 704-570-9595. When did your game night go crazy? And we want to hear and talk to someone who had such a tiff with someone at game night that they still don't talk to that person or didn't talk to him for a long time. All right, listen to this chaos. It's funny with the Christmas music underneath it. Let me find, like, sweeter Christmas music. Hold on.
And by the way, like, I feel like our significant others banded together against us.
Oh, they did. They definitely did.
So whenever you hear the yelling, just know it's our partners yelling against us.
Yeah. We played show against show spouses and partners.
We're going to play.
So when you get married, you have a prenup. Nope, it's two words. You have a man and woman, also known as.
Can I drink in the morning?
Okay, coffee.
I feel confident.
With a candle on it, happy birthday. Coffee candle. Yes! No!
Now, mind you, we're playing the game catchphrase where you have to describe the item and then just yell it out.
Yeah.
Coffee candle, though.
That's good.
Yeah.
You eat this, you get it from Subway, it's a
salad.
Okay, and not ham, but
cheese.
Turkey.
Nice. Roy?
Okay, so I'm not well, but I'm
sick. And I just want to say, no one said turkey sandwich.
There's Amanda.
No one said
turkey sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. But no one said turkey sandwich. I'm just saying. You said sandwich. He said turkey. No one said turkey.
All right, that was true.
I'm not calling any points on that.
What?
Say no one points.
Give us a point.
I mean, I don't know. What do y'all think?
You guys have done that. I can
give a point.
Dallas.
And by the way, we were down 10, and your wife still didn't want to give us the point. We had no hope of coming back.
Amanda was savage.
My wife loves all of us individually, but hates us on the front of the show.
Yeah.
So we're like we're the bad guys in the Avengers.
Sometimes we
I don't know. Sterling's out. Sorry. It's 9-5, and one was a
pity point.
What? Wow. Pity point?
All right.
What?
Because let me tell you, earlier I was in the same situation, and I was like, wait, it has to be in the order of the glass of juice.
When we came in,
yeah, by the way, my wife stopped drinking at that point, too.
So she was sober.
Yeah, the rest of us weren't. Yeah.
When we get in the car, and we're on Valentine Commons, Amanda's going to go.
Oh, yeah, here we go, here we go. You got to hear this.
When we get in the car, and we're on Valentine Commons, Amanda's going to go, was I too much tonight?
It's fun when you get to be.
I had so much fun with everybody. Yeah. It's just nice to like let every you know have everybody let their hair down.
Yeah,
you have a couple cocktails.
Well, let me tell you, the unfiltering really happened because I think everyone, from our partners to ourselves, dropped every bad filthy word that Santa would not be proud of when we got later into the game, where there was a lot of
it was heated. It was a lot on the line.
All right. We have more audio, too.
Okay.
We'll drop that after 8, but we want to hear from you guys at 704-570-9595. When did your game night turn into total chaos, and did you not talk to someone for a long time because of it? It's KISS.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
So we had our Christmas party, the show Christmas party over the weekend, and it was a game night at Loren's where we ate food, had good drinks, and we played games. Now, everything was great, but it got heated. And I don't even, it wasn't like a mean heated. It was all playful yelling. It was all competitive.
Right. That's what happens during board games.
It's not like we were truly, no one left truly angry at
anyone.
It was just fun. We got to kind of, you know, be unfiltered and have fun. Now, at one point, though, the being so into the game got very loud and escalated.
So it was first we were playing catchphrase, which is like charades. You just can't say the word. You have to just guess what they're, you know, describing. Mm-hmm. And we first played boys against girls and the girls won. Then it was somebody's idea to do significant others against the show. So it was Sterling, Kylie, Amanda, and Dallas against the four of us.
Right.
And then things got heated on that. Oh, yeah, Elena. Elena.
Even our au pair was like heated about it. I know.
And like there was many, many points. I had to like tap Sterling and be like, there's a baby. There's a child sleeping upstairs. Stop.
This is 11:50 at night, y'all. That's just somebody's head getting pounded into the table after they got the question wrong.
Oh, man. Let's take your phone calls at 704-570-9595. Did a game ever ruin something with you, like a relationship or a friendship? Let's talk with John and Charlotte.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man, what happened?
So within 5 minutes of playing Monopoly, one of my friends had flipped over the board.
Flipped over the white? So quick. 5 minutes.
Yeah, so there's the rule where if you land on someone's property, you pay rent. But he wasn't paying attention, so then the next roll went, and he flipped because he wouldn't pay the $8 for Cincinnati Avenue.
And it's only $8.
Yeah. Oh,
that's funny. How are you guys to this day? Are you okay, or will you ever play Monopoly again?
No, he will never play with us again. And we just realized what his personality was like from there.
That's funny.
Hothead, sounds like.
Thanks, John. Game night's gone bad. 704-570-9595. You can DM us at the MRL show on Insta.
Okay.
We'll either put you in our primary or your general category. Who knows? Stupid Insta.
Let's talk with Carolina from Charlotte.
Hey.
Hi, Carolina.
It's Caroline, but Carolina
okay.
is great, too.
Hi, Caroline. I'm sorry. It said Carolina on my screen. So what happened?
My best friend and I were playing Scattergories in college. We went to App, so it was a snowy day, and I said that lifting was a leisure activity, and she disagreed, and we just started going at each other. I was, like, yelling at each other, and then I just said a few colorful words and flipped the board and walked up to my room.
Oh, my gosh.
Flipping the board is the best
it's
move.
It's so dramatic.
I wish we had a board last night that we could just flip. And just we're so passionate people. Although, Friday night, I don't know if you could tell, nothing fazed me. I didn't care about the games at
See,
all.
See, Amanda thought you were. Like, at
really?
One, like, on the way home, Amanda goes, I could tell Roy was being uncomfortable. I go, why? And she said, because Roy goes, oh, maybe I'm just going to back down, or maybe I'll just watch this unfold. I go, no, that's Roy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, when things are lit, I want to enjoy it and watch it.
Yeah. You're the dog that goes under the bed and watches everything.
Yeah.
Thanks, Caroline.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Oh, I know. I was, like, super tired, and you guys had, like, 50 times more energy than me.
Oh, so funny. We'll post up some video, too, at the MRL Show on Insta. Hey, the Santa hotline's open.
Yes, if you want to talk to the big guy in the North Pole, we'll tell you the number here after Post Malone.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Talking about our board games and arguments that you're going to have over the holidays. Got to switch gears, though, and talk about something really sweet.
So if you want to talk to the big guy up in the North Pole talking about Santa Claus, there is a Santa hotline. All you have to do is dial 704-899-4071.
Good news. If you didn't get the number, it's up on our Insta right now on our feed at the MRL Show. And you can go get the number there. But the idea is to have the kids call and tell Santa what they want for Christmas. And maybe your kids will be played back on the radio like these awesome kids.
Please enter your password. New messages.
Hi, Santa. It's Addison. Can you please tell me if I'm on the naughty or nice list? Bye, Santa. Bye.
Next message.
Hi, Santa. This is Miles. I would like Shopkins for Christmas. Shopkins. Shopkins.
Next message.
I'm on a speedboat and I want that thing to be on TV. I want walkie-talkies.
Okay.
Come on.
So Merry Christmas.
Hey, Christmas.
Next message.
Hi, Santa. I would like an American Girl doll and I think my sister would like a car because she's getting her license in May. Thank you, Santa. Bye.
End of message.
That's a really nice... really nice sibling right there that says that they want a car for their sister who's getting their license.
Everyone has just Santa Clauses that can provide cars, right?
The Santa hotline is now open. It'll be open all week long. And we'll play back audio all week long. Make sure the kids call the number.
Yep. 704-899-4071. We got to get to a brand new Central Survey Holiday Edition. By the way, this one is a little bit more for the adults if you do have kids in the car, because I ask a question kind of like, is Santa really jolly because he knows where all the naughty girls are? That's what you get with a senseless survey. Crazy questions just to see how people respond, and it comes your way in 5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorenz, sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
You know, on live radio, we pull audios, Lorenz, so let's do this. Since your dirty came first, give us the dirty now, celebrity gossip. Then we'll get to Roy's senseless survey.
Okay.
All right.
So Tori Spelling, she's shooting down rumors that she is going to join the Real Housewives franchise. Apparently, she made a comment in the past that she loves watching the show, and she says that was misinterpreted, because a lot of these, like, podcasts and blogs had been saying that she was auditioning for the show. Diddy had his 50th birthday in Los Angeles at his $40 million mansion, and it was star-studded. Now, his birthday was on November 4th, but he just celebrated this Saturday. But Jay-Z was there, Beyonce, Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, Tyler Perry, Kevin Hart, Post Malone, the list goes on and on. And he also had some famous performers as well. Usher and Lil' Kim performed.
Okay.
Now, Frozen got bumped out of the box office, that top spot at the box office this weekend, thanks to Jumanji. Yeah. And Harry...
You saw that. You liked it.
Yeah, I did like it. I forget how funny that movie is. Like, the first one was so funny. So when I was walking into the second one, I knew it was a comedy, but it was like I laughed out loud a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Harry Styles is addressing rumors of his sexuality. So he says, it's not like I'm sitting here on an answer and protecting it and holding it back. It's that's not the case. I'm just not telling you because I don't want to tell you. It's just like, who cares?
Right.
Mm. He's saying it's not a big deal. And, you know, people were asking because he has worn very feminine shirts on red carpets. And he's like, hey, listen, if I see a shirt and I like it, I put it on. If it's for ladies, it's for it's fine.
Yeah,
who cares?
The picture that I saw where they were asking him about his sexuality was like a black blouse.
Yeah, it was like puffy sleeves and it had like some polka dots on it.
I was thinking about rocking that in 2020.
Huh? Hey, do whatever you feel, man.
Right? That's what Cam Newton says, too.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Now you got me a Christmas present, Nicole. Get me a blouse.
All right, I got a What Loren Likes for you.
All right, what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
You know, I hadn't really thought about this until I saw it on Instagram. And we just moved into our home in July. And everybody gets, you know, baby ornaments for people who are pregnant. But what about people who just moved into a house? I think it's a nice housewarming gift to get somebody a first Christmas at their location.
That's nice. Sterling's mom got us one of those.
Yeah, so it's really cool. You can get these ornaments that, you know, say our first Christmas at, and you can either do the address or you can do the coordinates for your home.
Very cute.
Yeah, I like it. And you can personalize them, and we'll have all the information up for you at kiss951.com.
All right, we're going to do a song. We'll come back then, a senseless survey. It's a brand new one. It had me cracking up at 720. Don't go anywhere.
Hey. Want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Tom. Or should I call you Thomas? Or what about Tommy?
This is Tommy.
Tommy?
Who is this?
Hey, Mr. Hey. Oh, hi. Is there a... when you talk, I talk.
Hello?
Okay, so it's Mr. Brown with the U.S. Census Survey. We call and we got to get your questions in for the year.
The
Census Bureau?
Something?
Huh?
The census?
Oh, boy, yes. Okay, let's ask some questions here, Tombo. Have you ever finished your Christmas shopping yet?
I have not even started.
Oh, well, you are behind the ball on that one. And have you mailed your packages early to UPS so they can lose them before Christmas?
I have in the past, yeah.
Yeah. And can you describe what the nog is in eggnog?
Is it the yellow part of the egg?
I think it's like that plus cottage cheese mixed together, personally.
Is this... Are you with the Census Bureau?
What? Yeah, yes, I think we're... So let me... I just got to get through these questions, and then you'll be done for the year. What's your favorite flavor of holiday fruitcake? RuPaul or Choice Yvonne?
Definitely RuPaul.
All right, and do you think Santa is jolly because he knows where all the naughty girls are?
Oh, my gosh.
I would imagine so, yeah.
Do you think the song White Christmas is racist?
Definitely.
And if I said ho, 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 would you say what, what? And is being claustrophobic being afraid of Santa Claus?
Oh, my gosh.
The guy's reactions were priceless.
He hung in there, too.
I couldn't tell if he knew he was being played or if he just...
I feel like he knew.
Oh, it's so good.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
I got to leave at like 10 a.m. to go do my other job.
What's that?
Apparently, I work at Target now.
Okay.
So how did that happen?
I wore these pants the other night to your Christmas party. They're like brown, but they're not khaki. But they're like khaki material, mm-hmm. but they're darker brown than, they're almost tan, I guess. And obviously the Target uniform is a red shirt and tan pants.
Mm-hmm.
So there I was, I had my black jacket on and my tan pants on, and I was in the toy aisle with Amanda, and somebody came up to me and said, excuse me, do you work here?
That's funny.
Did you say yes?
Of course I said yes. And Amanda gave me a look. I go, yeah, I work here. What can I help you with? She goes, do you know the price difference between this toy and this toy? And it was like one of those boxed train sets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but they looked identical to me. But she said she was ringing them up on that little thing where you can ring them up at the aisle. And one's ringing up more than the other. And I looked at it really hard and I go, well, look at this one. This one's got 8 trains and this one over here has got 10. So the one with 10 is going to be a little more expensive. She goes, oh, thanks a lot.
You really went deep in.
I walk back to Amanda and I go, dang, that's good customer service right there.
Well, you know, our former producer, A.A. Ron, works at the Target. And he says you get to choose what red you wear. You get to
really?
Yeah, he goes, it's not like a standard Target polo they give you. You can have different shades of red.
And I
didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I did notice that. Like some people have tan like pants. Some people wear tan jeans.
Yeah.
But yeah. So and then I was thinking, like, you know, there's people that take jobs at box stores just to get the holiday discount.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, seasonal work too. You want a little extra cash. You know, for presents.
Yeah. And like, I wonder if anybody, I'm looking for a Best Buy hookup.
You go work at Best Buy for the holiday.
Let me tell you.
I don't have a blue shirt.
And Best Buy is really hooking it up this holiday season. Their TVs, and they're not an advertiser of the show in any way, but their TVs were like $50 to $60 cheaper than Amazon's.
Where at?
At Best Buy.
Plug bell.
Seriously, like I bought a TV through Amazon on Cyber Monday. Best Buy not only was able to beat it, but give me a like way cheaper price than what Amazon gave.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so afraid that Best Buy stores are going to close.
I hope not, because I just got like a 50-inch TV for $200.
Why do you think it's going to close?
Because it's just, you know, people are doing that online shopping thing. But see, Best Buy's got to have really low prices to get people in the store.
It was inconvenient for me to go and get the TV in the store.
You couldn't order it online through BestBuy.com?
No.
But isn't it nice? Isn't there something nice about going to a store and like seeing the picture?
No.
Really?
No, I didn't even go back there and looked at the TV. I knew what I wanted. I did my online research. And then I even asked the question, hey, can I just buy it and you guys ship it to my house for this price? And they said, no, it's an in-store promotion only. You have to buy it in the store.
Yeah, that's how they get you in.
And we put the box in your car. That's by the way, that was the other sale. He goes, well, we're going to put it in your car for you. I'm like, yeah, but then I got to take it out of my car on my own.
Are
you
going to take it out for me?
Is one of your workers going to hop in the passenger and run with me home?
Follow me home and then we'll take a scooter back to the store. Get the Geek Squad to come out. They're Best Buy.
But no, I love Best Buy.
Yeah.
Still, and you Postmates that?
Yeah.
Nobody's called or texted in saying that they work at Best Buy. They can get that holiday discount.
No.
What do you need, Loren?
No,
I'm
good.
What store?
Peloton.
All right.
Peloton.
I saw the Peloton delivery truck on 485 the other day.
Is there even a Peloton store in Charlotte?
Yeah, there's one in South Park Mall.
Of course there is. The Richo Mall. Big fancy one.
Yeah. The truck drives from there at South Park to Dilworth.
Yeah, direct line.
All right. Let's speaking of Dilworth and South Park. You know, a lot of families live out there. And did you see this article, Loren? I want you to read this to us because I saw this went viral. A mom was shamed. I think it was on a plane or on a subway, because she wasn't interacting with her child. So a stranger who doesn't know anything about the situation came up and said something to this mom. And you guys, we'll play the story, we'll read the story to you, and then you guys decide if this person was justified or the mom was right by telling them basically to shut up. We'll talk about it at 8:50.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So I think parenting is pretty hard enough, and then people stick their little noses into your business. And I felt kind of bad for this mom who got shamed while she was on public transportation. She said that she went to Reddit to share this and said that she was on public transportation with her daughter, and her daughter was deeply concentrated on her book, How to Take Care of Your Horse. and a fellow traveler was not happy about it. The woman across from her was staring at her and her daughter, and then finally spoke up and said, "I can't believe you haven't interacted with your child once in 15 minutes. What a crappy mom you must be.
Oh.
You should be ashamed of yourself."
Oh. My heart just gets ripped out.
Right?
Because that person's probably not even a parent.
So the mom responded to the woman, and she said, "I actually looked at her and replied, what a terrible life you must have, that the only thing you have left is to ruin other people's days."
Yeah.
Good for her.
She said her daughter was just engrossed in her book.
It's not like, and by the way, I had this happen to me before Ruby was born. We went out to like a nicer restaurant, Amanda, Dean, my parents and I.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean asked, he was probably like four, and he asked for the iPad, the iPhone, so he can like watch something or play ABC Yeah or one of the games. And so we let him, and this one woman at the other table kept looking at us in like disgust. Mm-hmm. And I know exactly what she was looking at.
Yeah.
Like we didn't need that when we were kids.
Yeah.
You know, that type of look.
I think about, you know, how I am with cash all the time, because like we'll be on an air, and I know this isn't the exact same thing, but we'll be on an airplane and like, Cash can't, he has a really hard time sitting still for that long. So when he starts to get antsy and wants to get up, and I'm like, no, you have to sit there. And now we're in a little quarrel and he's screaming.
Yeah.
People are looking at me like I don't have control of my child. And that's not the case. Like, you don't know that my son is speech delayed and that it's hard for me to communicate with him. So stay the, you know what, out of my business. Yeah.
The point, yeah. And you know, there's another point too, which is like, this little girl's reading a book. It's not like she is like just head down into her iPad and it's really loud, because that is a little annoying when you go out somewhere and there's a child on his iPhone or on the iPad gaming system or whatever it is, and it's loud. Mm-hmm. And like you're eating dinner or something. That I get, where you're like, hey, just do me a favor, can you turn it down a little?
Yeah.
Trying to propose to my girlfriend over here.
I got Disney.
I got blind. Paw Patrol.
hot dog, hot diggity dog, explained in the background. I'm trying to propose.
I'll tell you what, have your kid run the camera for me if he's looking for something to do. But it just is annoying that somebody shamed that mother and said, you haven't talked to your child. You haven't spoken to your child in 15 minutes. Yeah, she's reading a book.
Yeah. Just stay out of other people's lives. You don't know their life.
Yep. Gosh, when you know, my nieces came in town and we went to the Speedway, up at the Charlotte Motor Speedway Christmas, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And the iPad was just a wonderful tool when we were waiting to get in. I mean, it's just, you know.
It really is.
Of course, the iPad went down and we started doing all the festive things together. Right. But instead of them screaming for 10 minutes.
You do what you can as a parent. And, you know, if you need it for 5 minutes or whatever it may be, like, you know what, Mom, Dad, you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Like, and sometimes people just need to hear that.
Right. We put a timer with Dean if he wants to play Roblox or wants to play Minecraft or whatever it is. We say, all right, Alexa, set a timer. By the way, everybody's Alexa's going to go off. And we tell her to set a timer for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not bad.
No, and he listens to it. Or we have him do it, which is even better. You say, hey, Dean, tell her to set a timer.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does it, and he feels like he's a little more in control. All right, we would love to hear stories, though. Like, if anybody had the guts to say something to you about your parenting style while you were in public, whether it's, like, at a checkout counter or at a restaurant, like, let's just share some stories. Like, this is audio Reddit. I mean, she's not alone. We've all been there. Mm-hmm. Like, Loren says she gets looks on the plane. 704-570-9595. And by the way, how do you handle that? How would you handle that if somebody said, hey, you haven't spoken to your child in 15 minutes.
I probably would have handled it the same way that she did, because I've been in a situation, again, on a plane, and it wasn't me, but I watched it happen to another mom, and the guy sitting across from me was like, God, get control of your kid. And I turned around and said something to him.
Whoa.
Because I've been in that situation before, and I know how it feels.
Good for you. Did that mom notice that you stuck up for her?
I don't know. I think she was far enough away. It didn't matter to me. I wasn't doing it to, like, impress anybody. I was doing it to try to teach that man something.
Yeah.
You know, you, like when you're on a plane and there's a kid freaking out, It is annoying, but you don't tell. You don't blame the parent.
Right.
You don't go. You just say, you roll your eyes and you go, oh, this is going to be a fun flight. You know?
Right.
And you just deal with it.
Right.
I know. And you feel for the parents.
Yeah.
They're doing the same thing you would be doing.
You think the parent isn't upset too that the kid's going off?
Yeah.
You don't think that parents tried everything that they can?
Right. They're short of saying, hey, you take him. 704-570-9595. You've really sparked a discussion here, Loren. There's people on the phone that want to tell us what someone said to them about their own parenting style in public. But there's a couple lines open. We'll get to your calls just after 9.
WMKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Loren, you really hit a nerve here in a good way.
Yeah. We were talking about this woman who took to Reddit to air out her grievances with another passenger on public transportation who shamed her because her daughter was reading a book and she hadn't interacted with her for 15 minutes.
Yeah. So the person who was just some random stranger said to the mother, how dare you not talk to that child for 15 minutes?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Ugh. And the mom responded back, like all of us would.
Mm-hmm. And she basically said, like, how terrible and sad your life must be that you have to set out to ruin somebody else's day.
Ugh.
Let's talk with Joanna. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi. Yeah, I usually get a lot of comments. It's something that I've kind of become accustomed to. We have 8 children, and the comment I used to get a lot and still get is, are they all yours? Is it the same dad? I mean, you would be surprised to hear how many comments I get over just that one thing. And I'm like, and then the other thing that really bothered me was one time somebody assumed that we received some sort of government assistance. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, that's a really rude thing to assume about somebody. I mean, my husband and I have never received any kind of government assistance. I mean, we're paying for these kids to raise good, respectable, moral human beings. I've got 3 kids that are grown, 2 married, 1 in the Navy. I'm actually on the way to the hospital for my daughter to have our first grandbaby.
Aw, congratulations.
That's awesome, Joanna.
So exciting. But you would be, I mean, when I was pregnant, people would be so rude. And I'm just like, you know, I'm raising these kids, doing the best I can. I've had those moments where I've had a kid, you know, puts in a temper tantrum or something, and I have to, you know, take them out of the store, and you get these looks. And it's like, I don't know who people think they are.
Joanna, what's the age range?
Okay, the age range, my oldest is 28, and the youngest is 7. So we have 5 left at home.
Okay.
But same man, same marriage. My husband and I have been married almost 30 years. We were high school sweethearts.
Oh, good for you guys.
And, my kids are normal. You know, we've got that normal rebellion and stuff. But for the most part, my kids are well-behaved. And it used to really bother me that people thought that they had the right to ask all these questions about my family, you know? It's like, mind your own business.
Right.
All right, let's have...
I do have some questions, though.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Because I want
love
Joanna
to be in their holidays.
I want Joanna to play a quick game before we get off with her.
I
want to
know how you drive everyone around. I mean, you literally need a bus.
Well, it's funny because obviously now that we only have 5 left at home, it's not as big of a deal.
Okay.
But I have a Suburban that we had a 4th row seat specially designed for so that it seats 11. Which we currently don't use that extra seat now that we only have 5
right.
left at home. But yeah, that's a common question people would ask.
But that's an okay question,
that's
right?
An okay question.
He didn't offend you, did he?
Do I?
Did Roy? That was an okay question. Roy didn't offend you by.
That was an okay question. That was an okay question.
All right, let's play beat the clock. You got 5 seconds to name all 8 kids. Are you on the clock? Are you ready? Okay. Can you do it in 5 seconds?
I don't know.
All right, here we go. Ready and go, Joanna.
Kayla, Hannah, Jacob, Benjamin, Elizabeth, Heather, Joshua, Daniel.
Hey!
Yay! Very good. Okay.
I'm having a hard enough time, by the way, coming up with a name for our second child. I can't even imagine having to come up with 8 names.
I mean, by the 8th, you're like, whatever, right?
This
like,
one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, Joanna. Have a great day. Thanks for being such an amazing mom to those children.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. You know how, like, on the first baby, you're super protective, and they bump their head, and you're like, oh, my gosh, let's go to the ER. Uh-huh. And then the second kid, they can, like, fall down, and they're whatever, you don't care.
They'll figure it
what
out.
What happens at, like, the eighth? You're like...
We have eight kids.
Like they're,
I know you from.
They're 4 years old. It's 6 p.m. You're like, go outside on your own. You'll be fine.
What? You look familiar. I feel like I should know you.
At that point, the 28-year-old is in charge.
Yeah.
Vivian in Charlotte, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, real quick, so Loren read the story where a mom public-shamed another mom. What did you want to say?
You know, I took my daughter to the pediatrician. She was 18 months. Old, and during that stage in their life, they are super clingy to their mother, especially. And so I got to the doctor's office. The doctor looked at her, and as I was seating her down on her stroller, because I knew she would be able to sit there and I could like concentrate to what the doctor was saying, she grabbed the cell phone out of the cup holder. And at first, I was going to take it away from her, but I was like, you know what? I really want to pay attention to what he's about to tell me, so I just let her have it. And so as he was sitting there typing, he looked at her and he was like, you know, I read this funny thing the other day about how if you sit down with your children at the table during dinner and have normal conversations, that they'll be able to speak better, quicker. And I was like, oh. And I, as he said that, he like kind of looked at her and I was like, oh. I was like, you know, I was like, I was doing this other study where, you know, they have this thing at the library. It's for mothers and it's free. And that's where I take Amelia.
Good for you, Vivian.
Really, yeah.
Because even though it's a doctor, you still feel shamed. You're still like, that's a professional. I get it. But you still feel like you don't know my situation when I leave here. Yeah. Like,
exactly. And it was just, I just looked at him and I was like, you know what? I'm good. Thank you so much, doctor.
Thanks, Vivian. You're a great mother, too. We know it. We can tell.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Y'all have a good one. Okay?
You too.
You got it. Hey, Liam in Lancaster's on hold. We can't get to him, but we'll put his call on the Rap Party podcast. It has to do with visiting a correctional facility and something a jail guard said to him.
Oh, okay.
We'll do that on the Rap Party podcast. That'll be posted after 10.
Okay, but we have to get to the Santa hotline. We can call the big guy up north. We'll give you that phone number and tell you what kids won for Christmas. It's all coming up in 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
And we got our hotline to Santa all hooked up and ready to go. Santa has given us the password to his voicemail. And he thought it would be really cool if the Manny, Roy, and Loren show played back your kids live on the radio. Well, not live, but you get the point. On the radio. On the actual radio, not on the podcast. Not that podcast crap.
Yeah.
We have the number for you. Yep. It's up right now at the MRL show on Insta.
The number is 704-899-4071.
And your kids could call Santa and it'll sound like this.
Please enter your password. New messages.
Hi, Santa. It's Addison. Addison Solar. Can you please tell me if I want the naughty and nice list? Bye, Santa. Bye.
Next message.
Hi, Santa. This is Mile. I would like Shopkins for Christmas. Shopkins! Shopkins!
Next message.
I'm on a speedboat and I want that thing on TV. I want walkie-talkies.
Okay.
Car.
So, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Christmas.
Next message.
Hi, Santa. I would like an American Girl doll and I think my sister would like a car because she's getting her license in May. Thank you, Santa. Bye.
End of message.
That's so sweet. Somebody wants to get their significant sibling a car.
Yeah.
Our boss just walked in and now he's ruined everything. We were having a sweet moment, boss. The Santa hotline.
You should dial Boss Man and call Santa Claus, 704-899-4071.
It's cold for your stocking. No, we don't have commercials at 9:30. Stop. We just got out of it. All right, go check out the Santa hotline number at the MRL show on Insta if you didn't catch what Roy just said. But for sure, our boss is going to get coal in his stocking.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.